Colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I'd like to highlight that we are very satisfied with the fact that finally we have this meeting in person. This really matters from the perspective of multilateral diplomacy. I'd like to underline that Hungary plays an important and active role when it comes to the work of the Executive Committee. We are interested in a constructive dialogue when it comes to the topics of migration and asylum. But of course, we call upon the request towards national competences. We are proud to contribute to the work of UNHCR by operating two offices in Budapest, the Central European Regional Representation and also the Global Service Center of the organization. Your Excellencies, we in Europe all do remember the crisis in 2015 when millions of migrants have arrived to the external borders of the continent. In our case, in Hungarian case, there were 400,000 people violating our borders, showing total disrespect to our rules and regulations, occupying open and public areas, and not willing to cooperate with our local authorities. And we can see the consequences of this migratory crisis in the western part of Europe as well, where social integration projects have totally failed parallel societies have been created. Since then, the major debate in Europe is about migration. And now this debate is being relaunched because of the recent developments in Afghanistan. Putting into consideration that outcomes or the failure of the 20-year-long presence of ours there, and when I say ours, I mean the international community, unfortunately ended up in another chance of additional migratory waves, which would not only constitute security and security-related risks, but mostly risk regarding healthcare, given the fact that the more people are on the move, the more accelerated the virus spreads around the globe. Your Excellencies, dear colleagues, Hungary's position on this matter is based on two pillars. One pillar is that we have to bring help where it is needed and should not bring problems where there are no problems yet. And the other pillar is a total respect to international law. If you don't mind, I would like to emphasize these two very shortly. When it comes to bringing assistance where it's needed, we think this is the best way to tackle the root causes of migration. Instead of encouraging people to hit the road, we should create circumstances for them which enable them to stay where they have been living. In our governmental structure, we have founded a dedicated agency to that issue called Hungary Helps, in the framework of which we have helped 250,000 Christians in the Middle East and Africa to stay where their communities had been living for centuries or even a longer period of time. We spent $70 million on reconstructing their houses, their churches, their hospitals, their schools. And by the way, we should not forget that Christianity is still the most persecuted religion on the globe. And if we had encouraged the members of these communities to leave their homes, we basically would have contributed to the elimination of these communities, which is basically the goal of the terrorist organizations. So helping people to stay at home with creating the necessary circumstances, we think this should be preferred to encouraging them to leave their homes. We're happy to take part in UNHCR project in Yemen also, where we contribute to the modernization of the obstetric center of the Qara refugee camp. And when it comes to international law, I do believe that international law speaks very clearly. If one has to escape from his or her home because of various reasons, then he or she is provided with the right to stay on the territory of the first safe country on a temporary basis. That's why we think that crossing series of safe and peaceful countries is not among the rights which international law would provide to people. Especially, they should not expect to be welcome after violating borders between safe and secure countries. And since Hungary is surrounded by countries where the life of the people are not in danger, we reject to grant asylum for everybody who violates our borders from any direction. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues, we strongly do believe that migration and asylum policy have to belong to strictly national competence. We do understand there are countries who think that migration is beneficial for them. We think differently, and we think that migration is a phenomenon constituting many risks. We understand that there are countries who are willing to receive more migrants. It's fine, but we are not ready at all for this. So obviously, I think the most important issue what we have to agree here upon is that the positions of each others must be reciprocally respected. We do not want to prevent other countries from receiving further migrants. That's why we expect others not to put pressure on thinking differently compared to how we are thinking now. Excellencies, dear colleagues, we are ready to take part in the work of UNHCR in the future as well. And once UNHCR would like to expand its presence in Budapest, we are happy to provide you with the necessary circumstances. Thank you very much for your kind attention.
I thank you, Honorable.